Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Everyone's
watching to see what you do. Welcome back. Final hour of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live. Live today, Doug, not best of. We are live, baby, L-I-V-E, from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. I think we're going to connect with Lisa Ann talking fantasy football in a matter of minutes. We'll see, because sometimes people think we're doing a best of show, but we're live. We're here right now.
Right.
Like, we're live, so if I say, Doug, say something about Ryan Kelly right now, you'll live tell us about our title sponsor.
Well, you know, I can do that. Our title sponsor is a fabulous gentleman by the name of Kelly, by the name of Ryan Kelly. And he wants you to know that buying a home remains the American dream. No one deserves to achieve that dream more than the men and women who have served our country. Our American veterans and military personnel have earned that right by protecting it for the rest of us. Hero.loan is the new VA loan program that makes it simpler and more affordable for veterans and military families to get the loans that they deserve. The Hero Loan isn't just another VA program. The HomeLoanExpert.com team spent a year and a half developing the Hero Loan program with three goals in mind: streamline the home loan process, taking the hassle out of the qualifying for getting the mortgage, deliver the best mortgage product of its kind to our customers, along with an even more personalized loan experience, and making financing or refinancing a home more affordable for those who've already given so much, our veterans, military personnel, and their families. For more information, go ahead and give Ryan Kelly's folks a call. Check out their website at thehomeloanexpert.com. Let me give you the number for Ryan Kelly. Here's the number. 314-7.
What's so funny, though?
Here's the number for Ryan Kelly. 314-781-9700. Or ask him about the new Hero.loan or visit HeroLoan.com, the Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Great job, Doug. How about the text line? People, I think they're actually enjoying the show. The Bearded Ozark Bottom says, "Hey guys, thanks for coming in today. I'm listening to you guys while hanging Christmas lights." See, we're just trying to provide that little bit of entertainment for people. You're getting ready for the Christmas season. You got Black Friday. People driving around. They're getting that big deal on a George Foreman grill, maybe.
Maybe we should have Christmas carols playing in the background of our show if this is the soundtrack for people putting their lights
on. I really don't want to go through the
effort of doing that.
That takes work.
We don't have a song.
We do have a music bag folder we're getting, so we may have Christmas music
Christmas
in there.
Christmas carols would be awfully nice.
Mount Rushmore of Christmas CDs.
The whole CD, not just a song, but the whole CD?
No, the musician. Like, mine would be Johnny Mathis' one, without a doubt. His Christmas album is terrific.
What's his famous Christmas song?
Winter Wonderland, maybe? Walking in a winter wonderland. Andy Williams' Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Almost White good. Christmas.
Doesn't Mariah Carey have a good one? In all seriousness.
I'm going old school.
NSYNC, probably.
Yeah.
Elvis.
I'll have a blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue.
Sinatra's was pretty good.
Yeah, see, I'm a Tony Bennett guy.
Are you?
And so I know he has, I don't know about the whole CD. I know Tony Bennett has a couple of nice hits that I like for the Christmas season. So Tony Bennett would be up there if I had to pick a CD.
Okay.
Also on the text line, Charlie, give some love for the Ladue football championship game tonight. Doug, as you know, you got three teams locally going for the ship this weekend. Ladue, Pattonville, and then don't forget about Valley Catholic. I feel like they win it almost every single year.
Yeah, they seem to. Yeah, they got quite a program down there.
Fox 2's Zach Choate will be in Columbia all weekend long, covering the ball games.
Are those three games back-to-back-to-back?
Ladue, I believe. I'll check on this. I believe Ladue's tonight, and the other two games are tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Randy Choate works for you guys now?
Randy Choate. Remember when Randy Choate said he wanted to pitch till he was 50?
Yeah. I think they all want to play till they're 50.
He's living in Vegas, talking to Biff about bets, I think.
Well, that's right. He lived with in the same building as Biff.
And I'm going to steal Zach Choate's baby crib idea, because I remember when he had a youngster. The sin bin type crib set up, you know, hockey. I love that, and I'm going to steal that when I have a kid. So
what, his baby crib?
He made
was
a crib like a sin. Like,
it looked like,
you know,
a penalty box.
It's super awesome.
How so?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's a huge hockey fan.
Huge.
And so he had the crib set up, so it has the door that you can open just like the penalty box does, and it has logos of all the NHL teams on it.
It's sweet. I got to ask where he got it, because when I have a kid, that'll be my first crib right there.
They actually make them. He didn't have to make it himself.
I imagine he found a, I don't know if it'll be local or not, but I'm sure he found it somewhere online where somebody made that. Mm.
Doug, people weighing in on the Rick Neuheisel interview, saying Drew Lock is handsome, 76ers talk, Brady Bunch episode talk. You all need to have Neuheisel on more. They enjoyed the interview, and I agree, especially if he brings the guitar next time around. Because if you ever watched that, I'm sure you watched the CBS show, since it's your big channel. Mm-hmm. He's always busting out the guitar and playing some songs.
That I don't think I have seen. I watched the games, but I haven't seen him sing.
I actually wrote down two drops from Rick Neuheisel: handsome young man and hot young guy.
Okay. We'll see, now he's not coming back on.
Justin Bieber's Christmas CD is awesome.
Oh, come on.
According to Jeremy from Chesterfield. That's
now,
not me.
Now, me and Chris Gardner, I'm pointing at him because I'm looking at him in the, I guess, secondary cuck studio with Seamzy. And we found a song, and I hope we may...
What a sentence there.
We may play this. I don't know if it was edited or not. It's Busta Rhymes, I do believe, and Justin Bieber do Mr. Little Drummer Boy rendition. Lord. It is absolutely horrendous.
That's not Christmas music.
Do we have this?
I'm going to look. Gardner, give me a head nod if it's censored. Or okay, I'm gonna play it because it is phenomenal.
It's worth it.
You wouldn't have vile lyrics in a Christmas carol, would you?
It's going to take me a couple minutes to find, so obviously you can fill time.
Well, how about this? In the meantime, I'll tell you about the way you can celebrate, Doug. The repeal of Prohibition Day with Budweiser's limited edition 1933 Repeal Reserve Amber Lager. After all, it's a tribute to our freedom to brew. It's a rich amber lager with higher alcohol by volume than Budweiser and is presented in a classic stubby bottle. The vintage look is inspired by 1930s style of beer. The 1933 Repeal Reserve is in stores now, but don't wait. It's selling out quickly. We're hosting a repeal party at Filoni's on Tuesday, December 5th. To commemorate the day of Prohibition's end, 590 The Fan will be on remote at Filoni's all day to celebrate. There will be AB brewmasters and brand ambassadors on hand, plus special giveaways at the Prohibition party. Keep listening. More details to come on this great event.
Let me guess, and I haven't heard this song. Let me guess. At some point, Santa is a pimp and Mrs. Claus is a whore.
Mm-mm. No, it really is a classic tune that I think the whole family gathers around and listens to. I do believe I found it, and I'm pretty sure it's censored, although I don't know if Busta Rhymes knows this or not. So we can play it. Chuck, would you like to hear it? I recommend this will be your Christmas song.
Is it new? It's just out this year?
I think it's a couple years old, I would imagine.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes is on it. It's probably 10 years old.
Our finest gifts we bring.
It's a kid to the core.
It's good.
Oh, trust me, once Busta hits the track, it's over.
Here we go. Now we get to the whores and pimps.
Doug's shaking his head. You still like it, Chuck?
Because the beat goes dumb and I only spit heat because I'm playing for the sun. Playing for the king, playing for the title. I'm surprised you didn't hear this in the Bible. I'm so tight, I might go psycho. Christmas time, so here's a recital. I'm so bad like Michael. I know I'm still young, but
you like
I go stupid, 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 love like
that's terrible.
I'm a drummer boy, so dope.
You talking about Jordan?
Where's Busta Rhymes?
He's in the second verse. I didn't know. I've heard this song once with Chris Gardner, so I wasn't for sure.
I have to say, though, Justin Bieber actually has a nice voice. I've
the
never really
is not
heard
terrible,
him.
I would agree.
Like, this part's pretty good.
But you gotta wait for Busta. I mean, he straight kills this track, Doug.
Doug,
bringing
Busta
the
Rhymes.
NBA, he's bringing the NBA into the Christmas store.
I like Busta Rhymes.
You can hear him hyping up his verse about to come.
Bring it, Busta.
At the table with the family, having dinner, blackberry on a ham, and then the game a little flicker, and then I took a look to see before it activates. The ringer came and realized the homie Bieber hit me on a Twitter, then I hit him back to
Right, I had some food up on my finger, sipping eggnog with a little sprinkle of vanilla, even though it's kind of cool. I'm pulling out a chinchilla. Bieber hit me back and said, let's make it hot up in the winter. I said, cool, cool. You know I'm a deliver. Let's collaborate and make the holiday a little bigger. Before we work, I gotta get this off. See the other family members and drop gifts off. Then I'm headed to the studio, cause ain't nothing stopping. How you know we about to turn it up and really get it popping now? People everywhere and all our Twitter followers, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah.
That's good.
Oh, it's good. Terrible.
What are you talking about?
That's not Christmas.
If you like rap, that was sweet.
But it's Christmas music. That's me, not Christmas music.
The Christmas, I would listen to that.
Ugh,
I we just did. That's awful. Mm. What is? I thought it was the little drummer boy. What happened to that?
It's Parumpa Pum Pum.
If you're a fan of rap, though, that was a pretty sweet track from Busta Rhymes.
I would agree. But for Christmas, I like the old school stuff. I don't know if I'd be getting on board with a Busta Rhymes Bieber mix.
But we just played it.
We did. We played 3.5 minutes of it.
I remember when Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer was outrageous.
Oh, yeah. Stepped over the line with that one. I get frustrated that Christmas carols come on and I hear them every year and I still know like the first or second line and then I don't know the words. So poor lyrically, I still don't know the words for songs I've been hearing for half a century.
Is Lisa Ann joining us today?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't think so.
Looks like she is not. I think she thought it was a best of show, Doug, but it's live.
They wanted this show to be best of. And we said, no, frankly, we insist on coming in and serving the greater St. Louis community.
How about this? Jeremy from Chesterfield. Great song. Yeah. Plowsy and Chuck.
Plowsy said it was awful.
I thought it was terrible. I didn't know I'd get the reaction from Charlie, but I'm glad he has differing opinions.
I'm not a Justin Bieber fan by any means. I've heard a few of his songs.
Good
but
voice
honestly,
and the chorus, very good voice.
Listening to his voice there, I'm surprised his voice sounded that good. And I do like Busta Rhymes. And while we all joked it was probably going to be kind of your traditional rap lyrics, I thought that was kind of cool.
No, he had that.
I would listen to that.
He had that, I don't know what it's called, voice box or whatever behind him that kind of like amplifies him up a little bit and sounds like he's got a piano behind him.
Doug, I just did the read for Prohibition. Someone on the text line says, this will be the second time Doug gets to celebrate the repeal of Prohibition. So that person's basically saying you're old.
Yeah. Well, that's a new one, too. That is funny. As you get older, you find that the only thing people want to talk with you about is how old you are.
It's a joke, Doug.
No, but I mean, as you get older, 75 or 80, that's all people can say to you.
Well, read the text. I went from 54 to 79 in about the span of 2 weeks.
My grandpa is about ready to turn 90, and I believe his birthday is mid-December. And so they were going to throw him a birthday party about a week before his 90th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, I don't want to celebrate my birthday until I'm 90. He was worried about jinxing it.
Not getting there.
Yes. Dead serious. He was dead serious. He said, no, we're not doing the party that day. We have to wait until I turn 90.
Is he in pretty good shape now?
He's in really good shape.
Is he? Good for him. There's going to be a lot more of that. A lot more people living well into their 90s and still being active.
My sister's mother-in-law just passed away a few months ago. She was like 94. Wow. And she was active up until like 92. Then she started getting a little sick. But in 92, she remarried. Her husband died like 20 years before that. And she remarried. They had a house in Rolla, and they would travel all the time. And she was 90 years old. She's still out and about doing all kinds of stuff.
The tough years are after you hit 92.
Yeah, that's when it goes downhill.
Yeah,
it was like that when I hit 40.
Doug texts on Courtney D says, that was dope. It's rap with a Christmas theme, Busta with a nice flow. He's being serious.
How do you know?
Because I know Courtney D.
I think if you're in the mood to listen to Christmas music, that's not really what you would want to listen
to.
That
was my point, yes.
Y'all are haters.
If you want to listen to rap, there's lots of rap. Go listen to rap. But if you want Christmas music, I would think you want something that's kind of in the spirit of Christmas.
Why can't rappers do their own spin on Christmas? Just like a big band could, or a rock band, or R&B.
But that wasn't Christmas.
When you talk about Little Drummer Boy.
When you're talking about Michael Jordan and things like that, that's not Christmas.
He's talking about Twitter followers.
That's not Christmas.
He said eggnog. I remember eggnog.
And Hanukkah.
And Hanukkah and Kwanzaa.
And bringing gifts with the family.
And getting back in the studio to do what?
Sick tracks?
Yeah. See, he made it about himself. So Christmas is not about supposed to be about yourself.
This was basically a rap song that Bieber said, how about if we just do a little drummer boy at the beginning, then we can call it a Christmas song.
Courtney D says, dead serious.
Yeah, well, he liked to it. Each his own. I don't trash anybody.
You just trashed the song.
Well, I said I don't trash anybody's taste in music. If you like that song, more power to you. I don't, but I'm not going to trash you for liking it.
Lady Gaga done any Christmas carols?
She did a whole Christmas special one time. I don't know if she's...
Why is she allowed to, but rappers aren't?
Because she sang original Christmas songs like White Christmas and things like that.
Bieber was singing Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah, that's a way to sell it as a Christmas album.
Bieber's part was a Christmas carol. The other stuff was about the rapper.
New twist.
Well, I don't think
a new twist on an old favorite. Like Lena's Pizza. It's a brand new pizza, but it's kind of like the old great pizzas of your youngin' days, Doug, like back in Prohibition. Right. Lena's.
I used to go to Shakey's Pizza.
Sure. If you're like Doug, though, you're exhausted probably from slaving away in the kitchen yesterday. So skip cooking this weekend and grab some Lena's Pizza pronto. Lena's is real St. Louis-style pizza made with delicious Provel. They've earned the coveted Peoria Plowboy seal of approval, and Lena's is all the rage on the fan page. Frozen pizza has never tasted this good before, and you can't get it anywhere else, not in the Upper Peninsula, Toledo, anywhere. That's in the copy. Like Plowsy says, quote, nummy, 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 Lena's, Lena's. That's Lena's Pizza, Doug.
Mm. I should have brought a Lena's yesterday to the house.
I haven't tried Lena's yet or Maggie O'Brien's. There's two things I need to do this week.
I saw a picture on the fan page the other day because, you know, they had that that special at Target. If you mention Five Nine of the Fan, you get one free. But then they had buy one, get one free as well. A guy took a picture of not only himself, but somebody in line in front of him. There's like 15 Lena's pizzas on this conveyor belt.
Hmm.
That's a hell of a deal. Two pizzas for $5.99.
Yeah. Be good,
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Blues analyst Kelly Chase joins us weekly, usually on Thursday mornings. It's fueled by Petromart. Yesterday, we weren't live. Today, we are live, so we couldn't
because
get to...
Because we insisted on it.
Correct.
There was so much going on, and it needed to be addressed this morning.
Correct.
Live.
But the point is, we couldn't get to Kelly Chase yesterday, so we will later next week. But start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Not only can you fill up on gas when you stop at one of Petromart's stores, you can fill up your stomach too. They offer a wide selection of food, drink, and other goodies to satisfy you and your family. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly, Doug.
That's where I go in the morning. Look at this cup. Look at this 44-ouncer from Petromart right there.
Is that styrofoam, though?
Yes, it is.
Not good for the environment.
Well, I don't care.
I'm upset that Lisa Ann's not with us. I had something I was going to throw at her today.
What'd you have, Iggy?
Well, I don't do bucket list for the fact I have no money. Sure, I'd love to go to Italy sometime, but I've never foreign that. So I don't even do a bucket list.
Well, they have some great Black Friday deals now. You see, they're going round trip to London for like $200.
Really? I've been to London.
They have Italy too. Check it out.
I'll check. I want to go to Belize too. Never been there. But anyway, if I had a bucket list, one of the things I've always wanted to do was actually win an AVN award. Yes, win an AVN award.
You're not in that business.
No, but I have an idea that I could get into the business one time only.
Doing what?
And I guarantee you, with my idea, we would clean up at the AVNs.
Well, are you going to be the actor?
I would be the director, and I would write the script. And the idea is that
Start to sound creepy?
No, it's not creepy. I want to bring some of the greatest of all time out of retirement. Richard Pacheco. I'm sure you're familiar with Richard. Richard Pacheco. Ferdy just died, actually.
I know.
Richard Pacheco.
He wasn't in the porn industry.
Randy Spears. Randy Spears. Peter North. Ron Jeremy. My women would be Christy Canyon, Kay Parker, Amber Lynn, Lisa Ann. I know she's retired, but all these people have retired. My premise would be that we do one movie and all of these actors are living in the same retirement community. And it's just one bang scene after another with the legends of porn that I guarantee you it would make millions. People would want to see them back in the business. I'd write a nice little story surrounded around the community, the retirement community where they all start hooking up. I would have some nice, there would be a theme to it. But I guarantee you people would want to see this. And I guarantee you that we would clean up at the AVNs because of this movie.
Someone in the text line saying, Iggy should take the London flight deal, do the Jack the Ripper tour, and take notes.
Thanks for elaborating on my story. Just go straight to London again.
I thought that was pretty good.
I don't think Lisa Ann would want to appear in a retirement
home. No, probably none of them would.
She's 30 or 40-something?
Lisa Ann?
Yeah.
No, she's probably early 40, I would think. Maybe Ron Jeremy. Nobody wants to see him banging. But it would be fun. They would buy the video just to see these people again. And I would have a nice little story. You know, you may have Ron Jeremy and Randy Spears out on the golf course, and all of a sudden they go in the woods and they're banging Amber Lynn and Lisa Ann, and there'd be some nice little storylines in it, but it would clean up at the AVNs, and I guarantee you they would make some money. One time only, out of retirement. Shady Oaks, we could call it, something like that, off on that.
Maybe they retired because they didn't want to do that kind of stuff anymore.
Well, I know that. But a one-time only gig to come out and do a movie, everybody would want to see it. They would make money. We'd win AVNs, and I could have my AVN as director. Maybe I'd win one for screenwriting, too.
Really?
Two AVNs.
Is there a lot of screenwriting involved?
I don't know. I would be writing a script. I wouldn't just say, go bang. There's going to be some dialogue.
I know my buddy is a producer, big-name producer, and he would work on that project for a fraction of what you could get the big-name guys. He would love that.
I just need somebody to distribute it, like Vivid. And a lot of these people have retired, worked for Vivid, and I have an in at Vivid. So maybe I could get it done through Vivid. One time only, come out of retirement, and you're working with people you admire. It's not like you're working with new people. I don't know. Just
so
an idea.
So you're going to try to make this happen, are you?
Well, I was going to run it by Lisa Ann. Maybe I'll wait till next week, but I really do want. I would do that. If she said, I think I could get them on board, I would start writing the screenplay today.
So Lisa Ann, unfortunately, not joining us. We do have Biff on the phone line. Oh. We'll get to Biff in 1 second. First, I want to tell you about Reyka Vodka, the official vodka of the morning after. Skol, that's cheers in Icelandic, Doug. Iceland, home to Reyka Vodka. And my honeymoon, Reyka is crafted in small batches from pure Arctic spring water, then filtered through lava rocks for the cleanest tasting vodka on the planet. The distillery is located just outside of Reykjavik and runs on 100% geothermal energy from volcanoes located on the island. Reyka pairs well with ice and everything else. Reyka Vodka, made of Iceland, the official vodka of the morning after. Please enjoy Reyka Vodka responsibly. Biff joining us now on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, sir. How you doing this morning? We are live.
Yeah, you there?
Yes,
yeah,
sir. We are live.
Yeah. Hey, is Tim there?
No, Tim is not here.
No, he's on vacation.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, so it's just Charlie and Doug?
Well, yeah, and Iggy and Plowsy and the Sea Monster. We're all here.
Team effort.
Well, how come there's no one filling in for the third person?
Well, because it's Black Friday. They're out shopping.
The honest answer is nobody wanted to come in this morning. No, but we did.
I guarantee you Jay would have, but he's got a big golf outing at The Rock today.
Do you guys have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we did. We certainly did. How about you, Biff?
Yeah, we went to the pass-around dinner at the Limp Mansion. You ever been there?
No. What is that?
Yeah, family style, where they bring out, like, you know, 20 different bowls of side dishes and all that, and you sit down with the family at a big table at the Limp Mansion there on the edge of Soulard. You know where that is?
Ooh, yeah. Isn't that haunted?
Just a bunch of people got killed there, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So you enjoyed that. Would you recommend it?
Yeah, I'd highly recommend it. They actually do it every Sunday. You can go there year-round. Every Sunday they do the family-style dinner. But on Thanksgiving and Christmas, they do it the traditional Thanksgiving food, you know.
Well, that would be something interesting to do. I've never done that.
Yeah, it's good. Hey,
go ahead.
I got a tip for the listeners tonight.
What's that?
All right. So for Black Friday, this is the advertisement they're doing at Twin Peaks. They're having a half-off special.
Half their clothes off?
Exactly. You heard the advertisement?
No, I was just kidding, actually.
What's that?
I was kidding, actually.
Oh, no. Well, they already dress skimpy, but for Black Friday, not half off the price, but half off their clothes. So they're basically only wearing their underwear.
Yeah.
I like that, Biff.
Are you going there today?
Oh, I'm going to go in there from about noon to midnight.
Are you?
Oh, God.
Not creepy. Yeah. They keep serving you, but you get two meals at that point, right? You eat one, then you sit there for 4 hours and order again.
Yeah, I'm going to watch about 6-8 hockey games. I'm going to put a lot of money on hockey. The play of the night for the listeners is the Columbus Blue Jackets are at home, and they're playing the Ottawa Senators. It's about a -180.
And you like Columbus in that one?
Yeah, they're a good squad, Doug. Have you watched them?
Yeah. A game or two, maybe.
Yeah, they're one of the better squads in hockey.
They got a good squadron.
You coming out tomorrow, buddy?
Yeah, noon to four for Gobble Bowl, right, Iggy?
Yeah, come on out. Instead of spending those $3,000 on strippers, then spend some money with us.
No strippers. I'll go to a Gobble Bowl. Okay. You're going to have strippers at the Gobble Bowl? That'd be cool.
No, I said you're used to spending $3,000 on strippers, so just forfeit that for one day and come over to Gobble Bowl and spend some money.
Okay, it'd be better if you had strippers there, though.
Okay, Biff. It's bowling. It's charity.
I was curious. Do you guys ever? I never hear from what Rich from Maryland Heights never calls anymore.
No, we haven't heard from him in a couple of years.
I was just thinking about him actually, that we hadn't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, it's been a few years.
Yeah, he's funny. Can't you get a hold of him and see if he's alive or?
Well, I don't even know his full name.
I liked him.
He moved to Phoenix to sell cars, and became a big Arizona Cardinal fan, and would call in once a week or so and taunt us about the Rams.
We're not that hard up for callers that we're going to try to find Rich.
Yeah, we've never really done the research on that. He's certainly welcome to call in. Like to hear from him again.
Yeah. Well, hey, I got a question.
All right.
You know, on that, when you're playing Donkey Kong, a video game?
Sure.
Yeah, on the original arcade.
Oh, gosh,
Is it better to jump over the barrels or to, like, climb halfway up a ladder and let it roll underneath of you?
Well, I don't remember that.
Great question. Plowsy?
I can't answer that one. I'm not for sure.
I have that on my Nintendo Classic at home, but I just can't get away from Super Mario. But I always thought it was you just grab the barrel and just while you're going up the steps, just throw it.
You can't grab the barrels.
You can grab the barrel and throw it at the things, can't you?
No. If you touch the barrel, you're dead.
No, I thought you could grab it and throw it. Maybe that's why I keep dying in that game. I don't know.
Oh, it must be a different game. Now, there's a hammer. Remember, you can grab the hammer and beat the barrels, hit the barrels, too?
Well, I don't remember any of that. But
Biff, I'll tell you what, though, man. Great call. We got to go. We got cuts of the week. We got drops of the week. But I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And we'll see you this weekend.
Charlie, what about on Pac-Man? Is it better to go in the tunnels or avoid the tunnels, avoid the monsters?
Let's go tunnels.
Go with the tunnels? Like tunnels 12,000?
Boom.
Something like that. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. All right. Happy Christmas.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Biff.
You too. That's Biff joining us here on the Appliance Discounters phone lines, Doug. Also, Elysium Restoration specializes in basements, kitchens, bathrooms, and home additions. Elysium does quality work and has a track record of completing jobs on time and on budget. They work effectively with any budget, from basic remodels to your dream project. Plus, they do all this while hashtag PLTD podcasting like the Dickens. Jason started with an idea and a pickup truck. Over the past 20 years, Doug, he's seen every type of job. And in that time, Elysium has consistently provided excellent work at a fair price. Jason and Ryan take care of their customers by being personally involved in all of Elysium's projects. And you can call them anytime. Get more info at www.erdstl.com. Elysium Restoration. Trust is one of the things they build well. Plowsy, drops of the week, cuts of the week. Which one do we do first?
We can do drops of the week if you'd like.
Drops of the week.
Okay, hit the lever, Plows.
Iggy, say it ain't so.
Oh, Iggy.
Iggy, no.
Iggy's drops of the week.
Gaga.
Chloroform?
You got any blood on your hands, Buster?
Meat Porge hangs out the boy thong.
Don't tell us about the pregnancy. Show us the baby.
Yeah, one with a really nice butt.
Ladies at that bar that I think were part of Prohibition.
Nummy, nummy, nummy. Leanas.
No butt play.
Of Japanese descent.
Dilated cardiomyopathy.
Unless you're a bottom, you're fine.
Doug and a turkey.
That's a rugged bunch from Emporia.
Didn't you think he was sexy?
I thought Iggy's point was excellent.
The Cuck Studio.
Well, you're looking for a wealthy broad.
Dopey boy whore.
No surprise here. I'm thankful for Tim.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Aren't you Fran all day?
How about some hookers in here?
You asked, you're getting a D-pick. I don't care.
Iggy's drops of the week, Doug. Kind of summed up a nice week.
I don't know. It didn't seem that vile when we were doing it. The drops kind of made it seem like it was just a parade of vileness.
But that was 50 seconds taken from the first three shows. Yeah. So nine hours of programming.
Okay, it's just kind of hard to look into the mirror sometimes.
No, I started last Friday. So it would have been Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
So 12.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm never proud of myself when we play these back.
When's the last time you've been proud of something you did on this radio show? Like you left the studio and said, man, I had some good takes.
I don't know that that's happened.
I had some great,
I don't know that that's happened.
I had some great questions for Rick Neuheisel. I asked him, who's big for you?
I usually leave and say, man, I can't believe I still do this or that I ever did this. But at least it's over.
That's I thought mine was a good question. He obviously didn't listen when I said your senior year. And he said, I guess you didn't read Wikipedia. I was a walk-on. Well, not your senior year. Your senior year, you led him to Rose Bowl. I said senior year.
Well, you're kind of upset at Newsy now,
aren't you? Well, I wanted to hear what it was like to be big man on campus your senior year, starting quarterback. You're living in Los Angeles. Tail all over the place. I wanted to hear.
I was looking up, too. He has a good-looking wife right now, Doug.
Hard to believe.
What's Rick Neuheisel, 56 years old, doing broadcasting, coached in the NFL, coached in college.
What's his sister look like? Can you type in Nancy Neuheisel, see what she looks like these days?
That's kind of creepy. We have a guest on, say, I wonder what his sister looks like.
Well, he wasn't on when I said that.
Hey, Doug, 590 The Fan, the Smart Pack. These deals are incredible. $20
you have
gets
any
you.
Examples?
I have many examples. $20 okay. gets you 20 offers with a value of over 200 smackaroos. We're talking deals at the Post, Hot Shots, Dirty Dogs, Maggie O's, Joe Bacardi's, Friendly's, Mike Duffy's, Stacked Burgers, Amigos Cantina, Club Taco, and buy one, get one races at Pole Position Raceway Karting Track. All that, over $200 worth of value for $20. Great for the holidays. Doug, just get your sons all a 590 The Fan Smart Pack and then put it in their stocking and imagine the joy on their face.
It would make a lot of sense.
When they wake up on Christmas morn, you're playing that Justin Bieber song with Busta Rhymes, and they have their little jammies on, even though they're like 25.
Booty pajamas. Yep.
And they're like, Dad, Pop, what did you get us?
What's in our stocking?
Oh, a 5-9 Fan Smart Pack. And they get all these deals. And yeah. they can get registered for a drawing for two Blues tickets just by getting the 5-9 Fan Smart Pack, Doug. It's all digital. No paper coupons and all that. It's all on your smartphone, and it runs through this Sunday. It's the 5-9 Fan Smart Pack.
That sounds like a great deal, actually. I should look into that.
InsideSTL.com. Go there. Click on the 590 The Fan Smart Pack banner.
I don't really get the coupon. I got. It's right there on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I take the phone, wherever I'm going to buy, and they just scan it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, how about we do now Cuts of the Week, brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery.
Totally different.
Totally different. This one's actually, it's much longer than the Drops of the Week. So here's the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut.
One, do you think that if you put stuffing, turkey, and gravy on a pizza slice, that it would be the same convenience as eating a slice of cheese pizza?
Num, 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 num.
Cut two.
Would you take 9 years in jail if when you got out you knew that you were going to become famous and date superstars and make a ton of money?
No.
I would say no, actually.
No.
I'd probably do it if I was young enough. And
yeah,
I
would at 20.
Yeah, if you get out at 29, you know, you got your life ahead of you.
If you get out.
There needs to be a contract stipulation that this will be happening.
I think both of you need to talk to somebody that's been incarcerated for 9 years.
You may not be able to sit down anymore.
Well, a stipulation would be no butt play.
Yeah.
And then I just
tell that to the other guys in prison.
Cut three.
Is something on your mind this morning? Are you a little ornery?
No, I'm not ornery. Why would you say that?
I just feel like something's different.
No, I'm just sitting here, Chuck.
Did we talk too much about Victor yesterday?
No.
Did you email Victor and he didn't email back?
No, not the case at all.
Cut. I'll leave it at the four.
We've extended.
With angelic host proclaim.
They probably want to be able to hear the live read, though, I'm just saying. We've extended the 590 The Fan Smart Pack sale to run through Thanksgiving weekend, and a portion of the proceeds, how about this, 20% will now go to Friends of Kids with Cancer, guys. 20% of the proceeds. It's $20.
You got no shot.
Whenever you're ready.
Close it down.
The sponsors just pay our salaries.
Cut five.
So you're going to carve up a raw turkey and throw it on a pizza?
Not a raw turkey. Maybe a turkey that's already been cooked.
Well, it's already cooked.
You got it ready to go.
You don't need to put it in the pizza
oven. And then you put it on the pizza.
What's wrong with you? No, go ahead and spend all day cooking a turkey and then recook it on a pizza crust.
Turkey pizza.
There's something very wrong with you.
Cut. Six.
Did you text Victor and then you saw the three dots on your phone?
No.
Like he was thinking for a long time how to respond.
Not the case at all.
And then he never did?
I have never spoken with Victor since that vacation.
Victor,
and even while
the
I was on vacation, I only spoke to Victor maybe twice. Hey, can you get me a drink? Hey, what time's the next show? That'll do it.
Cut. Seven.
So how was the show?
What I remember, it was great.
Chloroform?
You know what? I don't really remember, but I'm pretty sure that the rag he used wasn't really a rag. It was the underwear from his last victim.
Oh, my.
And how was Iggy, I mean, aside from
Hold on, you guys. I think I'm losing service. I get really bad service 6 feet under.
It's doing material, Carly.
She liked her metal material there.
She did.
Cuts of the week, Doug. Great week. Holiday week.
Right.
Kind of puts things in perspective.
Well, it's holiday edition.
There was a little Christmas singing. That's the only thing that really made it a holiday edition.
I liked how Chuck asked us to sing in the background that he told us to shut up.
Well, I just wanted a nice little musical bed.
Right. Well, we tried to provide as much.
But then you kind of overpowered the read, which is fine.
We got
excited.
I just
want to make sure our sponsors get all their love, because without our sponsors, we aren't here. Our sponsors, Black Friday, this is money-making season, baby. Mm-hmm. This is where you go. You get those smart packs, and you get those tacos and those pizzas and all that.
Right.
That we're slanging.
Yeah.
All right?
I just got excited when I actually know some of the lyrics to a Christmas song. That's when I belt it out a little louder. And then if I fall back into being poor lyrically, then I might just start humming or something.
So we have about 5 minutes till email of the day. Some more fun with audio. Plowsy, Jason Barrett, we always like to check in to hear his take on GIFs or GIFs. Also, we have some old school football calls and the Barstool Chicks.
Let's not do the Barstool Chicks.
I really want to hear Barrett.
Well, we can do the Jason Barrett one, because every time we bring Jason Barrett to the table, he's really popular. So you want to listen to it, Chuck?
Let's do it.
Yeah, go ahead. Hit that lever.
On this episode, I'll be connecting with the mastermind behind 670 The Score in Chicago. That would be Mitch Rosen. Our conversation is coming up in just a few minutes. Before we do that, I'm helping the folks at 101 ESPN in St. Louis conduct a nationwide search for a top-notch digital and social media brand manager. This station and company run their business exceptionally well. It's a spot you can truly build something great at. I speak from firsthand experience. The job is posted on the website, sportsradiopd.com. If you have the skills necessary for the position, send your resume and vision to me via email.
We're doing a job board for another station?
Now, this isn't a conflict of interest, is it? He's got a podcast, and he's plugging a job on 101, which he is a consultant for.
That's send me your vision.
Why does he always sound like he's out of breath or about to choke on a ham sandwich? It always seems like he's like one breath away from keeling over during every sentence he talks about. I don't get it.
And this is a stepping stone. I am proof. So you went from being a PD to doing a podcast nobody listens to. That was a stepping stone?
Doug, text line, catfish saying, Doug thumbs his nose at the sponsors?
Oh, no, I don't. No, I don't. Just because I haven't been to Maggie O'Brien's yet?
No, because you're trying to overpower my read with a Christmas carol.
Trying to add to it. Oh, trying to add to it, my friend.
How about this? Yep. Your guy,
by friend, I mean coworker.
Correct. Well, Scott's wrinkled ball sack, he is texting in. He says, even though it's the day after thanks, I'm still thankful for this radio presentation, my family, and that's all I'm going to read. The third part.
What do you mean that's all you're going to read?
Is vulgar.
He would write a vulgarness on the day after
he said blank stuff.
He's such a nice guy. I didn't even thank them for, they joined us at Gaga. They got tickets and joined us, and they were a delight to hang with.
Were they? They made their way right down on their floor with you.
No, they had tickets, but they hung out with us prior to the concert and then met us afterwards, and we all went back to DB's for one.
That family sack likes to get out, don't they?
They're good people. And she's hot.
Would they be good people if she wasn't hot?
Probably not.
You wouldn't pay much attention to
probably
them.
Probably not. Nobody would, actually.
Oh. Well, hey, that's kind of shallow. That's kind of shallow.
Well, I've said many times I'm a shallow person.
Are you?
Hey, Doug, remembering how great Thanksgiving football was with John Madden and Pat Summerall, we have an old school call that we'd like to
play
for
you. This
is
my childhood, and so it brought me back cutting this up. It was about 6 minutes of just some classic Madden, Summerall, pregame during the game Thanksgiving festivities, and I thought you'd enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, a happy Thanksgiving. Look what we got a fan back there, but we got a turducken, right?
Yeah. This is a turducken right here, where we got, you know what a turducken is? A turducken, this thing here, is a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned turkey. With stuffing, now you're talking. And that has eight legs.
The legs got to have a bone, doesn't it? It can't be deboned, but got legs.
No, then we put the legs on it, too. See, and you just kind of cut this right down the middle, and then you cut sideways, and you get a little turkey and a little chicken and a little duck. Now, that's there. That's turducken. Then over there, we have the turkey. See, now, here's the turkey. We got one leg, two legs, three legs, four legs, five legs, six legs. So six of these legs or one of these legs or two of these six legs are going to be given to someone. I mean, whoever you want to give them to. I think it was in USA Today, I think, the other day. And about the turkeys.
The Nation's newspaper.
So big, getting so big that their legs can't hold them. So they're breaking their legs. So you're finding big old turkeys with broken legs. So the way to do it, the way I say, is if you want big old turkeys, you have to give them more legs.
There was a football game going on, too, wasn't
number one broadcast
I seriously
team.
Miss that duo so much because they ramble on about nonsense and most of it is gold. So that's my childhood Thanksgiving watching. Usually the Packers were on Thanksgiving, most time the Lions, but
yeah. I miss those guys.
I'm just guessing that game was probably...
It was a play.
35-7, fourth quarter.
41-12, yeah. Detroit slaughtering Chicago in the fourth quarter when they started breaking down that turducken and counting the six legs of the turkey.
John Madden, how old do you think he is?
69.
Oh, I bet he's older than that. I bet he's more like 76.
I was going to say 77.
81.
Wow, I was way off. Hey, how is that possible? He looks pretty young.
Pat Summerall, I'm looking it up.
Dead.
Dead, but he would probably be 85, 84.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a long run. Former NFL player himself. He's a kicker.
Giants?
I will now confirm through sources that he did pass away.
Right, he sure did.
April of 2013.
Mm-hmm. Get that on Twitter.
He was a nice guy. I met him and interviewed him a couple times. He couldn't have been nicer.
I thought he worked well with Madden. There's not a lot of people that would work well with John Madden just rambling on about things, but I think Summerall took his stride with Gray.
Great voice. And he died at the age of 82.
We knew the end was near for Summerall as a network announcer when he did that Rams game at Cincinnati, and about 10 times during the game, he said, "I hear whistles. Where are the whistles?" What are you talking about, Pat? "I hear whistles."
Even as big as he was in broadcasting, he was one of the few guests, which is, I only bring it up as a producer, that you could call him at home. I think he lived in Dallas, and he would do the interview. You didn't have to go through the CBS people or PR people. You just call him at home and he would do the interview. Not many people like that anymore.
No.
Our producer at the 2 Fox, Dave Jobe, who usually does some jokes of the week on the Midday Grind, and he loves saying Warner the way that Pat Summerall always used to say Warner. And he says it all the time still to this day. Warner. All right, time for the emails of the day, Plowsy. Are they good? This is important because
they're not great and it's a light batch, but let's just give somebody a holiday gift by allowing somebody to win this.
Okay, because this is a live show. This is not a best of. This is live. This is important.
The prize is no laughing matter. Suspension special with Hot Shots.
And we all love Hot Shots.
But this will be an indication who's actually listening to the show. You're going by the text. But if we have four emails of people you never heard of before, then we know the right.
Well, that wouldn't scratch that. We don't.
That wouldn't be a horrible thing.
Some rookies, some newcomers, some new blood.
You ready?
Yes.
Oh, it started innocent enough. Just mosey down Highway 55 to Perryville, exit 129, where the USS Freedodom is moored and takes one last boat ride before winterizing her. And there he was, the sexiest yacht captain south of Orzero, Missouri. As we idled out of the marina, he immediately yanked off his khaki to flaunt the hottest looking Speedo ever. After downing a bottle of Boone's Farm, we started to make out on top of the sun deck. And that is the story of the first time. And that is the story of the time Doug turned me into the little naughty sailor boy I am today. That's from Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic.
Okay, I didn't care for it.
And it has a huge picture of his Freedodom boat.
And remember, guys, we're live. So this is not a best of. You're probably listening thinking this is one of the best emails ever because of the Best Of
That's
show.
Not the case.
We're live today.
Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic, man. I didn't care for it.
That is very good. Well read by me, I have to say. Guys, Plops here. Whatever that chemical in turkey is really messing me up. So I ate a big plate of turkey and fixins yesterday afternoon and apparently blacked out shortly after. I woke up after about an hour ago in a motel room in the San Fernando Valley, of all places, and I was being Eiffel Towered by Patrick Ewing and Patrick Duffy. That's right, the basketball legend and the dad from Step by Step. I tilted my head to the side only to see Butch Patrick on the couch videotaping the entire thing while snuggling under a fleece blanket embroidered with a picture of the late Patrick Swayze. All of us had on Indian headdresses and war paint. I got off the floor, high-fived everyone and left. When I walked outside, I got lightheaded and started rubbing my weary eyes. As I kind of opened my eyes back up, I found that I was actually just in my uncle's living room in Lime, surrounded by family, except I was topless, and I clearly peed myself. Thanks. That is from Misty Plops.
We
Good
just,
holiday.
We can't repeat it often enough. This is not a Best Of episode.
Misty I don't know. Plops. It's hard to tell with these emails.
Because it's so good. That's the point.
Assistant Program Director.
Great job, Chuck. That was not sarcasm, which I do like. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I had a top-notch one with my stepdad's only Thanksgiving soiree. We do it every year. We all go out back in the backyard, and the six of the fatter stepdads dress up in traditional pilgrim costumes, and the six more dark-complected ones dress up like Indians. I get there early and hide in the little thickened of shrub behind the property and put some turkey feathers in my hair. When they ring the dinner bell, I strip down naked, lube myself with Crisco and gravy, and run around while stepdads try to catch the greased turkey. Whichever team catches me and holds on gets to eat the dinner first. Well, Step Pop Gregory is here to ice my quads, and then we're going to hit up some Big Lots sales. Peace, bros. That is from Nipsey.
I love Big Lots. It used to be called Odd Lots.
Nipsey.
Big Lots is good. I think you're ready for one more, because this one's
they're
long,
so good.
And they're so good, we don't need that extra one that I'm throwing in the
gotta be
pile.
The Best Of episode. Must be.
One more.
All right.
I can't stop laughing. Okay. So Iggy says he didn't eat meat yesterday, but does bone marrow count? We all know he was at least sucking on some skeletons before giving them a dirt nap. And this also means his supply is running low. Everybody, please stay indoors this weekend. We're all too bloated and plump right now to escape capture. P.S. Great job filling in, Chuckles. It's like Tim is the Jose Altuve of the show, and you're the Carlos Correa. Cat is obviously McCann. Sincerely, Pedro Power.
Ooh, I'll take that.
I like that. That's
Carlos
a good one.
Carlos Correa?
Pedro
and that's what we have for email
Power.
Today. Not a Best Of segment, even though we brought the best emails out today.
Great batch.
God.
Doug. What was the last guy? Oh.
Pedro Power.
Pedro Power. He's new. There wasn't a lot that I liked in that.
Please pick one.
There wasn't just a whole lot, but I know as a Best Of episode that you're listening to right now, that you might have expected some of the best emails we've ever had, but we decided to edit it in a different way. I'm stalling for time to think if I can come up with any reason to vote for anybody. I guess I'll go for Pedro Power because he was the last one that I heard.
Iggers.
They were all off. They really were. Just for the sake of it, I kind of chuckled when he was greased up. I'll say Nipsey.
I'm going to go with PP, Pedro Power.
Oh.
Because it's the only one I wrote down, and I wasn't really listening at the beginning.
It was a great batch, though. Can we all say that was one of the best batches that we've had?
It was so good, and it was the last one, and I still don't remember what it was.
Pedro Power, new guy. Maybe he's like the new up-and-coming rookie,
Could
Doug.
Could well be. Could well be.
Got a good name?
Before we get out of here, can I just plug this real quickly? If you want to come out tomorrow, Gobble Bowl, bowling is sold out, but we have got 130 items up for grabs, and we do everything by raffle, so you don't have to worry about bidding on anything. Just buy some raffle tickets, and you can walk away with a Michael Ruzioni signed USA jersey, Albert Pujols signed ball. All kinds of memorabilia, jewelry, gift certificates to restaurants, all kinds of stuff. So St. Charles Lanes tomorrow, 1 o'clock we start. Come on out and enjoy the festivities and help us raise some money for the Mega Mara Foundation.
Great cause. Check it out. Great show, guys. And coming up, we have a special edition, right, of the Press Box. It's going to be, I think, Plowsy,
no.
Hoffman,
oh, okay.
Yes.
And TJ Moe.
TJ Moe, and then tuna at 11.
Charlie Tuna. It's kind of, this is a good, it's a good after Thanksgiving.
Who's that?
Yeah, it's a good after Thanksgiving day programming because, Doug, you have all the leftovers in terms of your food. That next day, you're making sandwiches with turkey, and you're reheating the green bean casserole. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're kind of.
I won't reheat green bean casserole.
Stirring up the
green
taters.
Green bean casserole will never pass through these lips.
Then imagine this. Today, you're thankful for some great sports. You got Mizzou St. John's basketball in the morning. Mm-hmm. You got Mizzou versus Arky football. And then you take a nap. And then you come back, you watch Blues, Predators, hockey. Just sports all day long, shopping, Black Friday, mm-hmm. listening to sports talk radio. What a time to be alive.
Boy, it's a nice time to be alive and not be on vacation. Aren't we all glad that we can work through the holidays?
You're lucky to work.
Fun. I know that.
You're lucky to work to provide for your sons, your three fine sons, and get them those presents in their stockings.
And the pajamas that they're going to want again.
Those jammies.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Plowsy's rapping me because he can't wait to get back on the air so he can talk some more in about 6 minutes.
You're good at reading people, Chuck.
Great show, guys. Fun show. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Have a great weekend. Check out Gobble Bowl and Iggy and his great cause there. Fantastic weekend, Doug, of sports. You have the game, Michigan, Ohio State football tomorrow morning right there on Fox 2. Can't wait to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for listening, everybody. This has been not a best of. This was actually, you're probably thinking, I was listening to the show. It was so good. This has to be a best of. It was actually
the best show ever.
It was actually a live presentation of a show that we like to call the Ryan Kelly Morning After. So thank you to Doug, to Plowsy, to Iggy, to Sea Monster. I'm Charlie filling in for Tim. No one was technically filling in for Kat, but we love him anyway. And we'll see you on Monday on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC studio on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Have a great Thanksgiving Day weekend, everybody.